Leader of NI21, Basil McRae, with us this morning. What's your view on this? Good morning, Basil.
Good morning, Stephen. Well, I do think it's a very significant intervention by Barry McGrory. I actually attended on Tuesday morning a presentation at the PPS when they were dealing with another subject that provokes a lot of concern, which was human trafficking. And the PPS set out in some detail what their view of the law was, how it should be implemented, what impact it would have on people, and such like, a very professional presentation. And therefore, I think it is really significant that Barry McGrory comes out and makes the statement that he has made. It appears to me to suggest that the interpretation that's been put on this matter by the Minister for Health is not correct. And in fact, you would have to ask questions about what appears to be a deliberate attempt to frighten medical...
Well, hold on, stop there. The minister would absolutely reject that, categorically reject that, and anybody who has been involved in writing those draft guidelines would reject any suggestion. And Basil, it is not territory that I'm prepared to tolerate on a live radio programme, and we have absolutely no evidence to support that view, and the BBC would very much distance ourselves from that view, absolutely.
And you've made your point on it. All I can say is, in an issue that has become sort of very public because of what you're taking the stories through, there are people that look at certain situations and what they really want is clarification. Now, people are entitled to look at the certain situations and they draw certain conclusions until those positions are clarified. Now, I am with the Royal College of Midwives in this particular issue that says we should be going back to the 2009 guidelines, which there was a lot of consultation about, which have been judicially reviewed in modest areas. And I think that's where you get a good basis to go forward. And I also think it is significant that Barry McGrory has come out and said what he said, because the most important thing in all of this is not the legal argument. It's the trauma and distress that the families are going through at a very difficult time. And all I think anybody really wants to get is clarity and help and support and the appropriate advice going to these families. Whatever the advice is, whatever the definitive position is, let's get it to them quickly to help make decisions at the right time. Let's do it in the right way. And I do think that this is not particularly helpful, that we're getting things coming out in dribs and drabs. A matter of this sensitivity, a matter of this importance, surely we can get all of the people round the table together and make a definitive decision so we do not have to do this on an hour-by-hour basis.
OK, Basil McRae, thank you.